I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Governor Mike Beebe said Arkansas was competing for a new Caterpillar hydraulic excavator manufacturing operation that could employ up to 1,400 workers. In a midweek interview, the governor said Fort Smith was one possible location for the plant due to the region's available manufacturing workforce. Beebe said the state is not promoting any one city, but will work to present options in Arkansas that best meet Caterpillar's requirements. Caterpillar has a large motor grader manufacturing factory in North Little Rock. After 16 months of investigation and several months of negotiations, federal and state regulators announced a landmark settlement with five of the nation's largest banks regarding abuses in the mortgage servicing industry. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel joined his state counterparts and federal officials with the U.S. Department of Justice in announcing a $26 billion agreement that will bring close to $40 million to Arkansas. The agreement provides direct financial relief to Arkansas consumers at risk of losing their homes to foreclosure and to those who currently owe more than their property's worth. Representatives of the powerful Northwest Arkansas Council and the influential economic development arm of the Little Rock Regional Chamber of Commerce, known as 50 for the Future, will meet in Fayetteville next Thursday and Friday for a working session, regional tour, and evening dinner. On Thursday afternoon, February 16th, the Little Rock Group will tour the new Crystal Bridges Museum with Northwest Arkansas influentials. On Friday, leaders from the two regional groups will convene for private working sessions to hash out a direction for their efforts and to lay the groundwork for future cooperation. Between 200 and 300 jobs could come back to Fort Smith if attorney and land buyer David Harp, Union Pacific, and the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority can work out a deal soon. Local developers are heading to Omaha later this month to negotiate the possibility of Union Pacific installing a transloading facility at Chaffee Crossing near Fort Smith. Walmart plans to spend $750 million in Canada to complete at least 73 projects this year. The investment comes a full year ahead of its discount competitor Target, who recently announced its entry into Canada with 24 new stores by the spring of 2013. The 73 projects on tap for this year will include building new stores and expanding, remodeling, or relocating existing stores, according to Walmart's press release. Axiom says it's looking to bring on hundreds of new tech workers as the Little Rock-based data and digital marketer adds a greater emphasis to its digital media strategies. Scores of those jobs could be in Arkansas, but Axiom is also likely to recruit nationwide and worldwide in some instances. Lost accounts, both purposeful and not on purpose, set back fourth quarter and full year results for Van Buren-based USA Truck. The dry goods trucking firm posted a fourth quarter loss of $4.4 million on declining revenues of $126 million. 1 year ago, USA Truck recorded a loss of $1.8 million for the same quarter of 2010 on revenue of $122 million. For the full year, USA Truck tallied $10.78 million in losses on revenue of $519 million. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.